produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hold up the line. Hold up the line. Hold up the lines. Oh, ye heaven-bound soldiers. Hold up the line.
Everybody.
Hold up the line. Let your light shine round the world.
Good morning, and welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity. We are so happy to be with you today. My name is Imarja Jubilee, and I am your host, and I am here to tell you that you just landed in love. You were made in love, by love, for love, to be loved. That is your purpose on this earth, because you are made in the image and the likeness of the divine. And the divine makes everything. We are all created by this wonderful love force that runs through this universe. And one of the things that we must not forget is to thank Kayla Padgett, who is CEO of Finding My Way Radio, and Josie of Josie's Inspirational Network for allowing me to have this platform to be able to come and spread love. That's what I'm about. It's about spreading love. My mother brought me up and she would tell me that if you don't love me, just keep on acting like you do and soon you will. I think that's part of what I have lived my life by. Amen. Since I started living in a world and being aware of my Christed self, because she was Christed. Amen. And she lived from her heart. Wow. Now, it's also a wonderful time of the year. There's so many things happening this time of the year. And one of the things that happens is that we tend to get negative. We tend to get in depression. The holidays just brings on this array of feelings that normally we cannot cope with. We go around family. We go around different ways of we relating, and we get to talking about how we are in the world. And around the table, in my family, there have been heated arguments that about how not to be this love that you're made in. And I wrote a song about two, maybe 3 years ago, and it's called It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Now, I'm not going to sing it for you right now because I have someone in that's with me today that can really sing, and I just... We're going to hear him in our show, but I'm going to read you the words to the song. It says, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Amen. People gathering from far and near, hearts wide open, arms extended too, sharing the love from me to you. Whether you're red, black, or brown, God surrounds you and God grounds you in this wonderful, wonderful love. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Now, we've already had Thanksgiving, and we've already had those gatherings. But as you go further into the month of December, you're going to be gathering and being around so many different people. And I know you might not have any idea how you're going to function. Well, today, I'm going to bring my guest right on. He is Reverend Al Tony Foote, and he's the pastor of the Faith, Love, and Fellowship Church in Richmond, Virginia. And that's where we are located today. We are actually, let me tell you where we are. We are in his radio station.
Choice
Radio, and it's one of three.
105.3.
And he's going to tell you a little bit more about that. But we are actually sitting in the radio station in his church. Did y'all hear that? 105.3.org, right? That's how you get it, right? And Reverend Foote, let me tell you how I met him. I met him through Monica Ball. Monica Ball brought me here along with Martha High to be on the radio here. And Martha was on the radio and I was on the radio. So when we came out, this pastor, this reverend, took us into his auditorium in his beautiful church and sang to us. It's what he did. He ministered to us through song. So that's how I met him. And then the other way was that I listened to him on his Facebook Live, when he does Facebook Live. And that's how I heard the topic that we're going to talk about today. So welcome, Reverend Foote, to our show today.
Amen. Well, welcome. I'm glad to be here, Elijah, and it's really a pleasure. I'm usually doing the show, but today I'm on the show.
You're on the show. That's right.
So it's good to join you on your show, and your show is live.
My show is live, and what's going to happen is this. Amen. What's going to happen is this. People are going to hear these positive things you're going to say.
God.
But first, before we get into that, I want you to tell how this family came together to start what you do here.
Well, you know, Elijah, we are very driven by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And one thing I like about the Spirit of God, it orders your steps. So we were given a vision, and we was commissioned to undertake this vision with the church, Faith and Love Fellowship Church, as well as the Choice Network Minister Tiger, our son, who organized the Choice Network 105.3 FM. So the interesting thing about it is that we are a family. the Foot family.
The Foot family.
Yes, ma'am, the Foot family. And God called me somewhat 11 years ago, because we just celebrated, believe it or not, we just celebrated our 11th anniversary.
Yeah, I know.
It was really, really awesome. And the Lord told me there in Israel, He said, I will use you, amen, to certainly empower people, to enlighten people, amen, to be positive about their walk in Christ.
And see, that's the show that I heard. He was saying that there are over 300 ways for you to be positive.
Absolutely.
In times come up, you don't have to go around. You know what? What I've learned is this, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
That when you blame and shame people, you are praying prayers to the devil.
That's right. Right.
Okay, you're saying prayers to the devil. When you have all that stuff going on in your head,
right, right.
It's a prayer to the devil.
Well, you know, don't glorify him. Because he'll magnify himself.
He'll magnify himself through all that negative stuff.
All the negative things that go. But see, I glorify God, and God magnified himself in my life. See, no matter, having the power, amen, of God Almighty gives you the authority, amen, to command some things to fall at your feet.
Fall at your feet.
See, so it's
speak there. It's there, right?
It's there. You're speaking. So these positive attributes or ways that we develop as a family to build, it certainly has to be operated on a positive perception. One thing I just want to issue out real quick, I like to define words because a lot of people don't do that.
Okay, positive.
Now, the word positive, we have to think of the word positive as free from doubt.
Free from doubt.
Okay, free from doubt and hesitation. See, now that's what we got to eliminate right away.
Yeah,
see,
doubt.
Doubting Thomas, amen. We don't need him right now, amen. We need to be positive about our relationship with Christ. See, Doubting Thomas needed to see everything or see Jesus before he would absolutely be confident.
Well, one of the things that I know for sure is this, Pastor. That there are only two feelings, and every feeling can fall upon those categories.
That's right.
That's fear.
That's right.
And love.
That's right.
Okay, there's only two.
That's
there's
right.
only two. And under fear is anxiety, stress, and all this other kind. It's come under the fear, right?
Absolutely.
So one of the things that people don't realize, I bless my head every day.
Yeah.
Because I had to bless my thoughts.
That's right. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Because it changes my attitude.
Right.
So I also want to emphasize to tell you that Pastor also has a television show. He didn't tell you all about that. I'm in the radio, and we're going to do that because we're going to do another show with him. But today we want these people that are listening, and we are around the world,
amen,
to hear about how to stay positive and upbeat. So,
right.
Pastor, talk
now,
about that, please.
Let me just clear the fact that we finished with the word positive, but positive means confident and optimistic.
Optimism.
So we have to be confident about what we are undertaking. Second thing, we got to check our attitude. Attitude is a very important role in that as well. Attitude is a way of acting or behaving.
Mm-hmm.
See, and inside of that, that shows what we're thinking as well as feeling.
Right.
What you're talking about, when you talk about fear, let's take the word fear.
Yes.
See, fear, we need to understand. There was a cliche out once, fear was false evidence appearing real.
Yes, I've heard it.
But I reject that.
Okay.
How about that?
Tell me how you reject that.
Well, I reject that because when I hear something doesn't sit well with my soul,
because
that doesn't give me a positive outlook. Fear is a false. There's nothing false about fear.
Uh-huh.
Fear is real. So I said, God, you got to give me something better than that. He said, okay, Pastor, you're kind of special.
Okay.
So I give you what you want. How about that?
Okay,
He said, listen, I give you facing enemies attacks righteously.
Okay.
F-E-A-R. Facing enemies attacks righteously. In other words, what we've got to do, we've got to stand up, we've got to put on the armor of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Whole armor.
And God don't want no coward soldiers. That's right.
That's right.
The whole armor of the Lord. And so we cannot accept anything about fear being false because it's real, but we have to gear ourselves up. Amen.
Well, so tell us about these ways that we can gear ourselves
Well,
up.
Now some of the ways, let me tell you something that's very important. I want to kind of bring it to this point, to an attitude factor.
Okay.
Because perception.
Yeah, perception. I got you.
Perception of the attitude, okay?
Okay?
Now, one thing is important. Look forward and don't look backwards.
Look forward and don't look back.
That's right. See, a lot of time when we're looking back, a lot of time we've came through areas that's been very, very distorted.
Yes.
And a lot of curses on our lives. Amen?
Amen.
So now we gotta go forward. Amen. Not look back. Secondly, be a leader, not a follower.
Be a leader. But a whole lot of folks don't know how to be a leader.
Well,
Pastor,
you know something? That's what we got to get in the Word of God. And God teaches us. God took 12 disciples and taught them to be leaders.
Yep.
So being a part of the kingdom of God, being in the leadership of God, you got to get under somebody that teach you about leadership.
So you have to go get some. And otherwise, you have to go get some training for your mind and your spirit.
Absolutely. Well, listen, let's look at it like this. You don't hang an accolade up on the wall from college unless you spend some time in there, do you?
Right. You went to school.
I mean, you went to school.
Yes.
Well, you know, too many people are saying, I don't need to go to church anymore. But that's where you lose your education and you lose your knowledge and wisdom concerning the body of Christ.
Yes. So you got to go be and listen, and you have to listen and hear with your heart.
You got to listen and hear with your heart. Next thing that's important, you got to focus on your success and learn from your failure. That's good.
That's good.
Focus on your success and learn from your failure.
Wonderful.
Now,
focus on the success.
And learn from your failure. See,
so there's a lesson in, what you said is a lesson in failure.
That's absolutely.
A lesson in
failure. Come on, man.
All right.
Listen, that just because you don't succeed at something, don't take it as a total loss. You learn from those failures, amen, to accept the downfall and pick it up and go back and try it again. But remember what you did wrong.
Well, and that's how the electric light got discovered. That's how all these inventions, because people tried.
They tried, listen,
and they failed, and they go back and try it again.
If Thomas Edison or anybody had given up, they would have never lit up the light.
I know that's
okay.
Right, sir.
And another thing I want you to stay away from people who belittle your ambition.
I know that's right.
Now, that's good, ain't it?
Yeah, that's good.
See, there's a whole lot of people that will always encountering along the way that has the ability to pull you down.
Yes.
Is that right?
Oh, I knew that's right.
You know, so you got to stay away from them naysayers and those negative people.
And sometimes that's family, Pastor.
Absolutely. Hello.
I know in my life I've had to separate myself from someone. I don't go where I'm tolerated. I go where I'm celebrated.
Oh, man, that's good. That's so important, because if you stay around where you're tolerated, people are going to get tired of tolerating you.
That's right.
But celebration is always
that's
relevant.
Right. And you want people to be glad to see you when you're coming, because it's the attitude, going back to your attitude.
Right.
And it's the attitude that you have toward yourself. And most of all, it's how you grounded in Christ.
Yes.
You have to be Christed.
That's absolutely, imagine, there are so many avenues, so many ways of being motivated. I always say, you know, be dedicated, motivated, and activated.
Activate, okay.
See?
Tell them that again.
Be dedicated, motivated, and activated. Well, what do we mean when we talk about that? Dedicated means that you're consistent.
Consistent.
You're consistent every day. And taking on the challenges or the events in your life, or learning whatever is necessary, amen, that will move you into the next season of your life. Well, then you're going to be motivated by what you're learning. Knowledge creates energy.
Yes, knowledge creates energy. I totally get that.
Amen. Knowledge creates energy. See, when you get energy, you get power. See, I learned something very interesting growing up as a mechanic. A motor, amen, that's revving up, it's got RPM.
Yeah, RPM.
Right. Now, the faster that motor goes, the more flux line is around that motor that you don't see.
Don't see it, okay.
No, it's like faith. You don't see faith. But, okay, now you'll catch it in a minute. Now, it keeps rotating and those flux lines, but it creates a magnetic field.
Okay.
Now, that magnetic field has the ability to create energy.
So how does it relate to Christ? Make it clear to us.
Well, now, let me break it down.
Okay, break it down.
Now, our faith. When we consistently operate in our faith, the more we stay focused, dedicated on our vision, goals, and dreams.
Oh, okay, focus. So I hear you saying focus. You have to, And see, a lot of people...
Keep your eyes on the prize. Yeah. Paul said, keep your eyes on the prize.
They have short attention spans.
That's right.
And they get distractions in their life. They get distracted by what's out here.
True.
They get distracted instead of focusing.
Well, it's so easy to imagine for the enemy to take us off of our course.
See,
and that's where we lose it at. But when you when you're dedicated,
yes,
and mean that you got a plan. You got to also put some plans in projection.
Yes,
amen. You got a plan. Now, when you're motivated, that means you're moving forward. You're mobile, amen. You're getting up every day. You're not sitting around like some people say. Well, I want a job. Ain't no job gonna fall in the living room.
No, you got to get out there and put some feet on the street.
Right, you got to put some action behind
it.
See, other words, that's where I talk about the action that activated. Amen, you got to activate it. See, in the Bible, the reason why we talk about going back to the Word of God, being dedicated, motivated, activated, if you read the book of Acts, all of the 12 disciples acted on what they learned from Jesus.
So we got to do the same thing.
We got to do the same thing. Imagine we wrestle against the challenges, amen, that seem like they can keep us in bondage. But you got to know that you're more than a conqueror. Another thing, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
So Pastor, you said a lot of different things, and I hope my audience is listening, because you gave them some pearls that they can grasp on based on the scripture and how you come to this place.
Absolutely.
Where you can be more positive, even through all the holidays and anything else that's going on. So
absolutely.
What I want to do now, Pat, he didn't tell you, as I said to you before, he has a beautiful voice. And we're going to hear a song by him. Then we're going to come back and we're going to wrap up. But
okay.
We're going to have you back. He will be back with us for our first show in the new year, and we will finish this conversation. And I know he's going to have a word for us for 2020.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's hear the song that he has for us to play, for us to be a part of our music situation here. This is a new section in our show, and we're going to hear the song.
Just want to bless you with a few songs that I will hope that inspire your soul today. And it goes a little something like this. Well, it must have been cold there in my shadows, although to never have sunlight on your face.
Sing, Pastor, sing.
You were content to let me shine, yeah. Always walked a step behind. Ooh, I was the one with all the glory, all of, and you were the one with all the screen. Only a face without a name. Never once heard you complain. Oh, did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I'd like to be. Oh, I can fly higher than an eagle. You're the wind beneath my wing. All of, oh yeah, here we go. It might appear to go unnoticed. I had it there in my heart all the time. I want you to know. Truth about it. Well, I couldn't have made it without you. Oh, did you ever know? Oh, you're my hero.
Sing, Captain, sing.
And everything I'd like to be. Ooh.
my hero along. Everything I'd like to be.
Sing, Pastor, sing.
Oh, I can fly higher than it. You're the wind beneath my wing. Allah, you're the wind beneath my wing. Allah, oh, just let me fly. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They will run and not get weary, walk and not faint.
Well, we want to thank you for that beautiful song. That's one of my favorite songs. And now we are back. But like I told you, he will be back on my first show in the new year. And we're going to finish this discussion. But mostly we're going to hear what he has to say for 2020. I can't wait because he always has a word. He always has a word. So, Pastor, what would you like to leave us with?
Well, one thing I like to say in my conclusion, Elijah, is that we have come a long ways in life, just generally as Afro-American people. We have done so many things. We've done so many things and accomplished a lot of things, but there's still much more for us to achieve, and we can't give up as a family. God has chosen us to be a legacy, a leader, and certainly a part of a Richmond moving new environment, that we might be able to enhance some things in life to bless the city at large, and that is learning to love. We need to learn to love and learn to appreciate one another. And 2020, I expect some great things from the Lord.
Yes, and we know that he's going to have them because he's been doing such wonderful things here. And one of the things that I want to say, you know, I choose people. Well, I don't choose them. God chooses them for me to be on my show. Mm-hmm. And I really, really thank God for allowing me to pick someone such as Reverend Altony Foote here in Richmond, Virginia. How can they reach you if they want to reach you?
They can reach me right here at the Choice Network, 105.3 FM. You can call us at 638-3419, 804-638-3419 at the Choice Network at any time, and we will be available to talk with you.
Well, he will be back on our show again.
Oh, and also, they can also log on at www.choice1053.com.
Yeah, we mentioned that at the top of the show. We mentioned that.
Yes.
So we want to thank him for joining us today. And as I always say, thank y'all for joining me today. And we have brought someone that's bringing the light here in the Richmond, Virginia area. And as I always say at the close of my show is this: remember to be the light and not the lampshade.
All
so
right.
Go out today and make it a great day. Have a great, great, wonderful, wonderful, peacefully grounded it, and live from your Christ itself with your arms open wide and accepted and given love from your heart.
Amen.
This has been Imaja Jubilee, and I will see you next time. So make it a good one. Thank you so much for joining us.
Imaja, we say happy Thanksgiving.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.